You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's trash has long been Indonesia's treasure. Now Indonesia is sending it back after customs officers discovered a raft of toxic contamination in plastic waste.
The total to be re-exported to the country of origin is 331 plus 216, making the total number 547 containers. That number has been decided for re-export and must be done.
The Australian shipment makes up just some of the 547 containers Indonesia found to be polluted by so-called B3 waste. New Zealand, the United States, Spain, Belgium and Britain will also have their waste returned. It's not yet known which of Australia's companies sent the contaminated containers, but industry experts say it likely consists of household recycling. Australian Council of Recycling's Peter Schmigel says the waste being sent back from Indonesia should not undermine the success of people's recycling efforts.
We don't know which companies are responsible for the export of this material, but what we do know is where the material ultimately comes from. And that's from our council yellow bins for recycling. It's not toxic material. It's material that gets quote unquote contaminated when we do things like put electric toothbrushes in it or we put pet carcasses in it. Sometimes people get a little bit too enthusiastic with the recycling. It's important to follow the instructions from council to have good high quality material.
Indonesia became the largest export destination for Australian waste after China last year decided it would no longer take what it called foreign garbage from Western nations. The move forced Australia to act, and last month Prime Minister Scott Morrison vowed to work with state governments to phase out all domestic waste exports, including plastics, paper, glass and tyres. Waste Management and Resource Recovery Association of Australia's Chief Executive Gail Sloan says there are many reasons to sell recyclable materials here and turn them back into packaging.
The point is that this is manufacturing product that can be used in manufacturing facilities in Australia, and we need to get government to work with us to develop those that demand.
Ms Sloan says Australia could look to Europe's recycling policies for inspiration on how to build a bigger remanufacturing sector.
The European Union brought in circular economy strategies, which means that if you buy it, you make it, you take it back and you use it again. So we keep that product circling, because what we forget is these plastic bottles come out of oil in the ground. And if we can turn those plastic bottles back into something else, we're not taking more oil out of the ground. Europe recognised that in 2015 and started delivering a whole suite of policies to make that happen. We need government nationally to do that now.
It's the kind of plan that ensures nothing goes to waste or ends up where it shouldn't, such as polluting the world's oceans. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.